Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And today, welcome Diane Collins, author of Do You Quantum Think? Is it a coincidence? Or as we know, there are no coincidences. Both Diane and my book have been published by Select Books of New York, and explore the nature of energy and a means to evaluate thinking for higher awareness, for advancement, and the evolution of the human condition. There is an awareness of the gap between ancient wisdom and modern science, which reveals a power that exists within each of us, and that is totally unaffected by our worldview, societal, and social mores. And it is this inner awareness that is the force for creative expression and the creation of a joyful, purposeful life. And we will be talking about that today. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Cheryl.
And as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guest and I describe many life experiences and insights that open the way for self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions. By observing and utilizing our inner wisdom and intuitive gifts, we recognize the true nature of both our energetic and physical life and the aspects of cooperation and competition, and begin to remember the immense personal power within that we all possess, which can allow us to create a healthy, prosperous, and joyful life experience, free of the complicated external forces of the outside world. And isn't that what we all want? A way to be comfortable within ourselves and to enjoy the outside world. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Diane, who has fully felt the quantum impact, will share her discovery that reveals a critical missing link in our thinking and helps to make sense of our changing times while we question many assumptions of our world. Diane offers a new multidimensional worldview of thinking that she has termed quantum think, which expresses the dynamics of creation, our divine birthright, and how we might master these faculties of creating and manifesting. Diane is a graduate of the University of Miami in philosophy and psychology and a lifelong student of Siddhar Yoga. Also an award-winning photographic artist, video producer, and consultant to business executives. Diane, please tell us something of your earlier life or childhood and how you began to be aware of what was important to you and the life you have worked hard to create.
I'd love to, Cheryl. I was born into a lovely family. I have a brother and a sister. My parents were great. I lived in a very little, small village-type town called Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And so you couldn't say that it was anything like, you know, I was born in Findhorn or something. But I would say this, that I believe I was born a metaphysician. I was born questioning and looking into the physical, but always beyond the physical. That's what metaphysics, as we know, means, above the physical, as you know quite well, being an expert. And that at the age of four, I actually had an experience where I looked at myself, I pinched my arm, looking in the mirror in the hallway of our home, and I thought, what is this? You know, and my questioning began, like, what is life? Why are we here? How does it unfold? How do societies become developed the way that they do? Well, what I saw, to cut to the chase, as they say, is that there was a great discrepancy, Cheryl, between the wisdom, the knowledge that we know from ancient mastery traditions, from what's common and universal and all fundamentally in all religions, that we're here, as you said in your introduction, we're here to live a joyful life, to live that harmoniously with one another, to utilize and express the gifts that we're divinely bestowed with, that our souls came into this incarnation at this moment in the unfolding of the the play of consciousness of the human drama.
Yes.
And comedy. And so what I realized is that why, or I had the question, with 6,000 years of wisdom or more available at the touch of a smartphone, how is it we're still not living it? And so I was on this quest even very, very early on. And of course I came across the teachings of what we could call the science of mind, the science of consciousness. And then you come across the basic, you know, the fundamental principle of that. As you think, so you become. Or I would put it in my terms today, that our intent, that which we hold in the feeling tone of our being, our intent expressed as thought.
Well, you know, Shakespeare said, nothing is good or bad, but what we believe...
Only thinking makes it so.
Makes it so.
Right. My question was this. If all you had to do was change your thought to change the world or change your life, then how come it doesn't seem to be working out too well? So that's where I call my revelation what happened, is that even though, Cheryl, we have the wisdom, we know what to do, we even have it, as you know, innately, we come in with it, but our thinking patterns, our habits of thinking, the way that we relate to our own thoughts, we are not yet, well, now that's why I created Quantum Think, so that we could be in conscious relationship with our own thinking as a system. Everything in the universe is a system. So my revelation was, though we imagine we think freely and independently, we have the opportunity to do that every minute, but to the extent to which we develop these automatic patterns and habits of thinking, which I say are results of having been brought up, and this is all of us, not, you know, it's nothing personal, it's cultural. Having been brought up at a time when the science of the time, 17th century science, said only physical matter is real. So think about it.
Well, that's the problem.
That's a completely different model.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right?
That's
there.
What happened when we started to get away from our innate alignment to energy, to the universal source of creation, which all the shamans and the ancient religions and cultures understood and lived according to. That's when we ran into trouble. So we became a nation and a world of societal mores and cultural conditioning and patterns from the outside world, disregarding our inner essence and the truth that we were born with and the wisdom that's innately ours as a gift of us as being a spiritual being on also having a physical life. And therein lies the problem. And now the world is in critical flux and change all over, in every system, in every structure.
That's exactly right.
So why is it the time now for new ways of thinking? Quantum physics says it, and your term, quantum thinking, is a way to resolve some of
these
distractions.
That's exactly right, because when you realize, you know, one of the things that quantum thinking does, and I just want to say quantum think is a system of 21 principles I call distinctions in new thinking, which is old and new, 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness that as you redo you quantum think, the idea is you're connecting to that within you, your own awareness, so that you're giving yourself these principles experientially. In our experience, we integrate the wisdom. That's different than just acquiring, you know, information and try to apply it. It doesn't work that way at all, quantum physics. So to get to what your question was about, What I like to say, which is I think a little bit maybe maverick for some who like to go, see the old world, what I lovingly call the old world view, the industrial world view. They said, you know, the universe is like a machine, break it down to its parts, analyze it, categorize it, you know, live as if it's fixed and solid, you know, truths about existence. And of course, the quantum world view, if it has proven most of that actually inaccurate, that wait a minute. No, it's a consciousness-based reality. It's energy in flux, informed by intelligence. It's multidimensional. It's not just the one dimension of the physical. So what I say, Cheryl, is that we can, the idea is to take this quantum leap in our relationship to that set of assumptions, worldview, it's called, that shapes our thinking so that we can be in conscious relationship and expand the basis from what we think. Because this is what I was going to say, that's a little bit maverick, I think, that because all of us, even conscious seekers, are still conditioned by analysis, linear, step-by-step, the how-tos, you know, 10 steps to higher consciousness, well, it doesn't, as we know, work that way. Even though a lot of that is valid in many areas of life. But as you said, we are in a time of dramatic transformation where the systems and structures that were born under the industrial age way of thinking, why are these things considered alternative? That's why.
They're not alternative. They're the natural order of every one of us on the planet. We all have these gifts. Now, you mentioned words like infinite possibility and the power of intent and the observer effect. And then you mentioned something from Dr. Fred Wald, who's a physicist and author, who wrote, "Everything you now know about the universe and its laws is more likely to be 99.99% wrong." And therein is the truth of the power that we each individually hold as souls, as energy beings having this physical life, connected to all of life and creation, all sharing the same DNA. We're 99.9% all the same, except for that 1% of soul essence. And Diane, you write, however real the world of solid objects and fixed circumstances may seem to our ordinary five senses, the fact that we are living in a multidimensional universe that has been spoken about for thousands of years in the perennial wisdom of our spiritual traditions and is now being verified by modern science. Ours is a universe comprised not of solid physical objects, but of energy, continually in flux, vibrating frequencies, always moving and changing. We live in a world comprised not of dead or inert matter, but of intelligent living systems, whole systems, a world not restricted by old concepts of time and space, but a world at its source beyond time and space. This amazing reality is reflected all around us in our technology. And I must say here, as a medium and intuitive healer, energy healer, as I became attuned to the ancient Reiki energy healing system and then became aware of spiritual messages or communication beyond time and space, those words, time and space, kept entering my thoughts, and I began to realize consciousness survived physical death, as we're energy, and energy can't be destroyed, and that returns beyond this place. This life energy and universal expansion are taking place. So now I knew that we were very much more than our physical bodies. And in my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I share messages obtained from the non-local field of infinite intelligence that you talk about, where every thought and action is retained in that system, and we are creating our life dynamics in the physical world while also reflecting all the souls and energy that exist in this multi-dimensional sphere of eternal life.
The idea is, well, that's great. That happened to you, I suppose, because, you know, we could say that was your soul destiny, your S-O-U-L's destiny.
Yes.
For it to happen. And it happens, as I say in quantum things, we're going to evolve. What's it going to be? Crisis awakening or conscious awakening? So I don't know if you call it a crisis that you had, Cheryl, but it was, we could say circumstances could bring it about. But now, instead of waiting for the circumstances, when we know that, as you said, this expanded way of relating to reality, the multidimensionality of it, the idea that we can connect through, you know, by way of mind, and I want to talk about the faculties of mind, to any aspect of this infinite reality, and that's, I think, what mediums do. But the point, what I was going to make, is that we can now do this consciously.
I think call has to come to you one way or another. Now, many people receive a call to this higher way of awakening or becoming aware of who they are, but many people are frightened by it. Now, through my own experience, I will say that this opening happens either through a great love or through a great loss. That is the circumstance that brings people to start to think about, who am I, where did I come from, and where do I go when I die? Now, those are the three important questions that we have as children, but we don't think about it as children, because as children, we are aware of who we are and why we're here, to enjoy ourselves. And that's why children are so invested in working with clay and crayons and developing things and building blocks. They have this creative force already at work. It's only till society and teachers and parents and circumstances start to put a little dent in that spark and sparkle of their soul that they become grounded to the physical world and allow the physical world to control their freedom.
But, you know, when you use the word allow, here's what I call the myth of choice, Cheryl, is that to the extent that we're kind of in that, you know, sleepwalk thinking we're awake, in no way am I criticizing or judging any of us, because I say blame it on the old worldview, where the new worldview, the quantum worldview, is an opportunity to consciously wake up. But, you know, the myth of choice is that people are choosing to be stuck or forget how to play or denigrate themselves and put themselves down. I call it wretched self syndrome. It's got to go in any way. And I have a very brief, a little method for getting free of that. But when you start to look from a quantum worldview, it becomes very simple. But I think that the reason I say blame it on the old worldview is not to, abdicate being responsibility for our actions. But when we can go to the higher consciousness, where we are in that awareness of our own awareness of what visits our mind, awareness of our patterns, and realize we did not choose those patterns. We can get a new relationship with it. So there are circumstances. And then there's the matter of how we are related to those circumstances. And in that relationship is where our power lies. So when you say, you know what, because I hear people say, well, you know, I mean, the old worldview taught us to be analysis.
It was Freud who exposed the analytical view and approach. And then there was Carl Jung, who was, as you and I, talking about the world of energy and the power of intent and the power of infinite potential and the power of our inner being creating the world, not the world outside, making us succumb to the needs of others. It has been there all along.
All along the way, there have been a handful of people who awakened, Carl Jung being one of them. Carl Jung being, he awakened beyond the mechanical. He still went into a little bit of analysis, but he came up with these great,
Well, I think that's
mythologic.
okay.
I love his mythology
I
and
love
mythology.
him personally. He comes up in every
Yeah,
show.
and
But
he,
let
you
me
know
tell you
what?
something, Diane. It's okay to use our mind, which is our ego or analytical part, and our heart, which is our soul based. And when you do use both of that, you are receiving the best of both worlds. We're here in a physical life to have emotions and feel and go through everything of beauty and value here, to take it back with us in our journey beyond here. Consciousness surviving physical death is where we go from here. But Diane, you tell us about energy fields around the body and what is possible to discern from these fields. And this helps us understand what we're talking about here, how powerful the understanding of energy and our inner essence is. So you wrote this. I could tell you there are energy fields around the body and that people who have developed a gift for seeing or sensing them can discern disease in the energy field before it manifests in the physical body and can work with you to eliminate it right there. I could tell you that the proper use of cooler light and sound can and does heal. I could tell you that it is proven in science that the heart's electromagnetic field is 5,000 times greater in strength than the field produced by the brain. And in fact, this concurs with what spiritual masters have taught, that the mind is not in the brain. The mind is centered in the heart and transmitted through every cell in the body. This leads us to a proven fact of science that meditation and specific breathing practices improve health, mental acuity, and state of mind. And I just finished a show last night with Baptiste Pape of Belgium, who wrote The Power of the Heart, and he concluded the exact same fact, and we are need to be aware of energy in every aspect of our development. And that's where we are going, and many people are awakening now. Thank goodness for that. There is hope for using this understanding that you have brought out in your book to your quantum think and what I'm saying in the living spirit. There are conscious beings who are helping others to awaken. And I want to thank you, Diane Collins, author of Do You Quantum Think, for sharing your awareness in your book, Quantum Think, that the human race is at a critical juncture in its development, and it is our personal and collective responsibility to evolve our thought processes, our interactions, and our worldview, or face the consequences. For more information on the blending of scientific knowledge, spiritual wisdom, and current philosophy into a practical modern approach for refining your current perceptions and moving forward, go to DianeCollins.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Diane and I have explored the world of perception and moving past assumptions, lower vibrational thinking, for refining emotions and seeking new thinking that will lead us into a world of creating and sustaining a healthier, more prosperous life for us individually and also for the planet, and also for the merging of ancient wisdom theologies alongside the technological tools of a modern changing world, so we can all move forward towards becoming shamans and as such be capable of harnessing universal energy for our best lives. Diane asked at the beginning of Quantum Think, and it's an important question, what do people really want? And the answer is, we want the power and wherewithal to create what we truly desire in life for ourselves, our families, companies, nations, for humanity and the world at large. We can realize upon examination that predominant habits of thinking are generating our reality. We experience that intent as the active dynamic of creation. But we can go on to add to our thought what people really want. And this is the answer. Freedom. Freedom to create, freedom to express, freedom to be, and freedom to make the best choices possible to benefit all. Many people are concerned with the old stories of the end of times, dark and gloomy, and then there are the stories of the great shift, a transformation in consciousness that takes us to an elevated and noble state. Diane and I would hope you join us on the way forward. to end war, crime, bigotry, poverty, and break the chains of the past that bind you to old ways of thinking and living, and to create new visions and attitudes for personal growth and well-being. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to discover the voices of conscious leaders in the field of science, spirituality, medicine, the arts, and education who offer their processes for making ourselves and the world a more evolved and enlightened community. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you very much for joining us today.